On Connecticut College Week, shopping isn't always a fun activity for everyone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Dunlap, professor of human development, explores minority marketplace experience.
Most people think of the American marketplace as a place of leisure, relaxation, and quality time with family and friends. However, for many minorities in our society, there may be a greater complexity and risk to moving about in the retail, restaurant, and other consumer marketplaces. I conducted 20 in-depth interviews with people across the country and from various backgrounds. They offer a qualitative tapestry of what shopping and otherwise moving about and engaging in the consumer marketplace may look like for minorities. There are three major issues with which minorities struggle: being overly monitored, receiving inequitable treatment, and experiencing traumatic incidences. What is particularly striking is that it is embedded within an all-American context that appears harmless or even fun to many. Therefore, its insidiousness may escape the conscious awareness of a relative few who experience it and great numbers of those who perpetuate it. The interviews add to the existing research literature on the minority marketplace experience and reveal minority concern with not only shopping, but also with humane living in America. These introspective voices that often go unheard illustrate that there continues to be an ongoing precariousness to something often thought to be as harmless as shopping.
That was Michelle Dunlap of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.